This is not your century.
This is Not Your Century, where we celebrate the news and the news media of centuries gone by. I'm King Kaufman. The young, charismatic governor of California is running for president, but only in California. It's March 13, 1976, and Jerry Brown has thrown his hat into the ring, or at least one part of the ring. He says he has no plan to enter any other primaries, which is a good thing, because some of the other primaries are already over. The Democratic frontrunner is Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter, and he told Brown on the phone that if Jerry Brown wanted to beat him in California, he was going to have to campaign in all 43 counties. The reason they were talking on the phone is that Brown had called Carter to congratulate him for winning the Florida primary. Reporters asked Brown if he was actively seeking the presidency or the vice presidency. "I'm not foreclosing that possibility," he said. "Come on," the reporter said. "You're the guy who's always talking about how government should speak clearly and simply." "All right," Brown said. "I want to be president." But, Chronicle writer Larry Liebert noted, he didn't say when. Jerry Brown was not your usual politician. He said he'd made up his mind to run for president the day before his announcement. He called his candidacy a yeasty element in the primary process. "People are looking for new ideas," he said, "a sense of hope." His first speech as a candidate came that night at a fundraising dinner in Marin County for Assemblyman Michael Warnham. The 500 guests were still settling into their seats when Brown stepped up to the microphone and said, "I suppose one should say something upon entering the race for president." There was some audience Q&A at the dinner, and the crowd thought that Brown had fudged his answer on a question about nuclear power plants. A Marin supervisor named Gary Giacomini got up and said, "Now, just a minute. You're the governor of California who wants to be president of the United States, and the issue of our instant survival comes up and you duck it." Brown says, "I don't duck things. Sometimes I postpone them for further reflection." Maybe that's the kind of thing that led people to call him Governor Moonbeam. That nickname was actually coined by Brown's girlfriend, Linda Ronstadt, the rock star. My favorite story about them is that when they started to get serious with each other, she subscribed to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal so she could keep up with him in conversations. Brown's response to that? He subscribed to the Wall Street Journal too. It wasn't something he usually read, but he wanted to keep up with her in conversation. Jerry Brown finished third at the Democratic Convention in 1976. He ran for president again in 1980 and 1992, but he was never able to raise enough money to become a serious challenger. He was mayor of Oakland, attorney general of California, and he ran for governor of California again in 2010. He won in a landslide, served two more terms, and left office 2 months ago at the age of 80. For more on the legacy of Jerry Brown, listen to an interview that Joe Garofoli did with Miriam Powell, author of a new book called The Browns of California, the family dynasty that transformed a state and shaped a nation. You can hear that on Joe's podcast, It's All Political, from the San Francisco Chronicle, wherever you get your podcasts. Not Your Century is part of the San Francisco Chronicle Podcast Network. Audrey Cooper is the editor-in-chief. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, we'd love it if you'd give it a rating and a review. For great journalism today, consider subscribing to the San Francisco Chronicle, which you can do in both paper and digital form by going to sfchronicle.com/subscribe. Historical research by Libby Coleman. I'm King Kaufman. Talk to me on Twitter at King_Kaufman. We now return you to your century.